producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. If there's something on your mind other than the podcast, which we're working on, I promise. I got a huge email last night from my Genesis program director. Said, look, we're on this. You know, we know this is serious stuff, and you know, we, her listeners are unhappy, and you know, let's get on this. So there we go. All right, so we're working on it. All right, it's not that we're ignoring you at all, and we're working on it, and I'll keep you up to date as much as I can. And I really do appreciate the fact, I mean, I'm not upset that you guys, well, I was going to say I'm not upset that you're upset, but of course I'm upset that you're upset. I'm just saying, you know, getting in touch with me, I really appreciate. And, you know, I basically don't know what's going on unless you guys let me know. Because I don't actually listen to my own podcast, strangely enough, since I actually know what I said most of the time. I even agree with what I said most of the time. So, but the point is that if you call up my phone line and James has to deal with five or six people at a time saying, I don't know how to do the podcast, then nobody can get through to talk about whatever is on their mind, which means I get to sing the Star Spangled Banner for 3 hours. And it's not that I don't have an adorable voice. It's that I don't have an adorable voice. You don't actually want me to do that. I've told you before, I made my singing debut at the Friars Club a couple of years ago. I did 3 songs, lots of personality, a very short skirt, and got a standing ovation. It may have been just for sheer nerve. I didn't. When someone says yay, you don't say, well, why the yay? You just say, oh, good, thanks a bunch. Okay, good. All right. So as many of you who listen to the program know, that this is the day of the week where I get awakened very early. Well, maybe not very early by other people's standards, very early by my standards, to talk about whatever's on Doug Steffen's mind on his good day. So today, he had a couple of things. Doug has a mind. You know, I think one of the reasons we've been friends for so long is we both have that kind of butterfly mind. You know, just kind of keeps hopping from one topic to another. God forbid we should stay on one topic for any length of time. And today he wanted to talk about, what did he start with? Oh, I know. And it's something I actually put up on Facebook today about nostalgia. And he said, well, why are people nostalgic? And I said, myopia, you know, right? It's the notion that things were better then than they are now, by and large, is not true. I mean, with one possible exception. You want to guess what the exception is, James?
I do.
Go ahead, guess. What do you think the one possible exception of things were better than they are now? Just take a guess.
I want to say technology.
No, technology is much better now than it used to be. Now, you didn't have cell phones. You didn't have computers that worked at the speed of light. You didn't have iPads. No, technology is definitely something that's better now than it was. Now, interpersonal communication may have been better then, but the technology is much better now than it was then.
That's what it triggered more. It was the...
Try one more shot, because that one was so far off the mark. I'll give you another shot. Yeah, so far. Wrong direction. Just let your mind wander real quickly. Ooh. And one thing that you think might have been better, like 30 years ago, or even, let's see, 40 years ago would be the 70s.
Okay.
And music doesn't count. Because, because that's taste.
Yeah, it can't count for taste.
You can't do music.
I would almost maybe go, from what I've heard from parents and older relatives, the food I've heard was much better, but I don't know. I don't know if that's...
No, I wouldn't agree with you on that either. I think that food has actually gotten better. It's gotten... I mean, we've got the GMO problem, but there are more people eating out. Most people feel that American food choices have gotten better, even though we're eating more and salt and whatever. No, I think the one thing that I could think about today was airline travel. Airline travel in the 70s and 80s, and maybe even up to the 90s, and the reason, I'll tell you what elicited both Doug's focus and mine, was that they actually have something called mild high destinations. And they've got champagne, fancy dress, and having a good time. And it's in New York. They've taken a 747 and they've made it a restaurant. You walk into the departure lounge. Guests are greeted at the check-in desk and given their tickets and passports, which are stamped to redeem for two glasses of champagne. Tattingers, even. The cabin crew circulate with trays of bar snacks and British charm. If you require anything during this flight, don't hesitate to ask me, says Steward Richard, wearing a kilt and a wink. The accents aren't fake, so speaking with them is in itself like a quick trip to the UK. Once boarded, there are no coach seats, only two long tables set in Pall Mall-inspired room with a large portrait of Winston Churchill presiding over the four-course meal. The fare is British, and it's good. Dress your best. Make sure your heels are low enough to boogie in the pre-flight lounge after dinner with the first officer turns GJ. If flying was ever like the Mile High experience, then we've truly lost something special. Well, I mean, you know, I don't know. The Mile High was a very specific term that was always considered a little racy. Mile High was having sex in the bathrooms of airlines. And supposedly, you know, it was mostly men who would say that they had joined the Mile High Club. I thought actually washing your hands in one of those bathrooms was challenging enough. Anything more than that, the combination of claustrophobia and needing to be a contortionist was mind-boggling. But I would certainly agree that flying, the 747, when they first put it on, in first class, and it was only in first class, you went up to a second level, to a circular staircase, and they had, I don't think I ever flew first class. Maybe I did once. I remember being, you know, sort of going in the lounge, but I think it may have been just to visit or something, that they had a circular staircase, and they had a piano bar, that piano, real piano, and they had drinks and hors d'oeuvres. And you know, in the old days, not only were planes not completely full, they actually served food, like real food. And in first class, you actually got a napkin and silverware. Planes tended to more or less take off on time, more or less land on time. And people were really nice. So I think one of the few things that has really seriously deteriorated over time is airline travel. And I remember when they first put the 747 in the rotation, they said it's going to change airline travel because it's going to make it so much cheaper. Well, it never made it cheaper. It just made it worse. So that airline travel is now kind of like riding on a bus, except on buses you can walk around a little bit more. So I think that's one of the few things that being the nostalgia is justified. Just in case you're interested in doing this Mile High Destination London, apparently it's not actually a 747. They've just decked it out like a 747. And guess how much it costs? Which I guess is cheap if you're actually going someplace. Would you like to guess?
I would guess maybe at least 75.
Well, you need to almost double that, but you're sort of in more. It's $120.
Okay.
But I assume that's per person.
Yeah, I was. So. Yeah, I would have thought maybe $150 for a pair, but
yeah, well,
fair,
no, it
sounds pretty nice.
I mean, it sounds like it'd be fun.
Oh yeah,
and it sounds like a sort of either expense account for babies or something. So that we put up on Facebook is what are you nostalgic about? Because some nostalgia is justified, but people saying, well, in the old days, for example, health care much better now than it used to be. People are living longer, diseases that would have killed people or certainly seriously incapacitated them, even 15 or 20 years ago, are now being able to be managed. We're living longer. I mean, things like, you know, the Ray Rice story, I mean, if you think those things weren't happening 10 years ago, you're naive, but at least now they make a fuss. And I think that is a sign of progress. And you know, I probably am one of those goody-two-shoes who believes that human beings on some level really are progressing, that we really are getting better than we were, that we care more about each other in spite of all the stuff that goes on in the world. But so you can go to Facebook and tell me what you are nostalgic about and why. All right, and we'll see how that sticks up. I'll tell you about movies today. And anything else that's on your mind is what we talk about around here. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Deborah, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Deborah. What's on your mind?
Okay. My husband likes his cell phone so much. He's always on his cell phone all the time. Yeah. In front of people, family, and it bugs me. I think it's so rude.
Well, I'm with you.
I say it all the time, but it doesn't do. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't care.
How long have you guys been married?
2 years.
Well, I didn't say. Is it 2 or 3?
2 years.
Two. Okay. How old are you?
I am 28.
And how old is he?
28. 27.
What kind of work does he do?
He's a manager, a retail manager.
So is the excuse that he has to be on this phone for a job, or it's just a preoccupation?
No, it's sports, it's websites, it's shoes, it's whatever. It's just the web. He's just looking at stuff.
When he's with his family, I'd ignore it. Let them take him on. When it's with your
right.
family, does he get along with your family?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, my family is a big family, and we're close. His family is kind of small, and they're kind of distant, so it's like two different worlds. But, I mean, we've been together all of 13 years, and, I mean, so that he knows them. It's not like he's uncomfortable.
No, I get it. How often do you see your family? So he's on, does he, when he's just, when it's just the two of you, is he on his phone?
Yeah.
All right, let's tackle
like
that
all
one.
All the time, even at dinner.
All right, let's tackle that one first. The two of you have kids?
Yes.
How old?
We have a three-year-old and a month-old.
Okay. What does he want from you at, in this point in your relationship that he feels he's not getting? What's
I
he
have
complain
no
most
idea.
About? Well, yeah, you do. I mean, you live with this dude. Does he want more home-cooked meals? Does he want more time with you? Does he want more sex? Does he want you to iron his shirts? Does he want you to have the house cleaner? Does he want you to be working or not working? I mean, you know this dude. What does he? What would he like that you think would make him happier?
I guess pay him more attention.
Okay. And what
like
would that
iron
mean specifically?
His clothes. I mean, I do it to some all the time. I don't.
Well,
pay him more attention. I mean, cater to him more, I guess.
Okay. Then let's make a deal with him. Cater to him more has got to be something specific. It can't, because that's a generalized term. And you don't want to be doing something that irritates you and doesn't give him any pleasure. So you need to think about it more specifically. And you may even, it's okay to ask him. That's playing uh-huh. perfectly fair. Of saying, because it sounds to me that he's tuned out, but it sounds like you may be too, to be in this new marriage. And I know you guys have been together a long time, but you've got a new marriage, a young child, and a brand new baby. And he's tuning out, and that's why he's using the phone, and you're aware of that. But you're tuned out, too. When I say to you, what does he want from you that he's not getting, and you don't have an idea, that means you're not very focused on him either. So here's
right.
the deal.
Well, I'm not. I mean, I have two new kids, so I'm really,
I know, but he feels you're using the kids the same way he's using the phone. And I know you're going to make the argument with me, and I'm not disagreeing that kids are more important than phones, and somebody has to take care of the kids. I get it. But from his point of view, he's lost you. And he doesn't feel very happy about it. And when he says something like, you know, we never have any time together, you say, look, I've got two, I've got a newborn and a three-year-old. What do you want from me? All right? So... from his point of view, and I'm not taking his point of view. I'm saying I'm trying to get this resolved, and I want you to come up with a very specific list of things that you can offer him. And it may be a babysitter, and we need to talk about finances if that's an issue. But either a babysitter, mm-hmm. some time together, so you can make the deal with him. Of look, I think we're both tuning out. You use it on the phone. I use it on the kids. I want us to be back together, feeling really close to one another. Here's what I'm willing to offer you, and what are you willing to offer me? All right. Talking with Deborah, who's husband's always on the cell, and I pointed out to her that she's got a new baby, a month old, and a three-year-old, and I'm not unsympathetic with the fact of how time-consuming and energy-zapping that is, but I'm trying to put your marriage back on track, and you saying to him, get off that cell, he's going to say to you, look, because he may not say it because he's not completely stupid, and he knows he's going to be sleeping on the couch if he says, look, you're using those kids the same way I'm using the cell, but I'm telling you that. So what we need to do is work out a detente where you're making him feel more important so both of you are tuned back into each other. So give me a couple of things that you can offer him that you'd like for you to be doing for him so he'll get off the damn phone. Although I would not phrase it exactly that way.
I guess more time alone, like give the kids to a babysitter.
Okay. I'd start there. And I'd say to him, here's a way to preface it, I know I've been really distracted with the kids. But I really miss our time together. I miss the intimacy. I miss even when I'm nursing the baby or feeding the kids that we used to be able to make eye contact, that I felt like we were in a partnership. you know, I would really like us to get a babysitter so we have a date night every week and we don't talk about the kids. But it would really help me on the non-date nights if you could decide that dinner is a cell phone, a non-cell phone area, you know, that it's a cell-free area. And let's try it for a couple of days. But you see, I'm suggesting you offer him something, because as I said, I think he's just using the phone. You know, guys, you know, we forget that they get their feelings hurt so easily. Because we get our feelings hurt, but we whine about it. We say, I can't believe you forgot my birthday. And what he's saying is, I can't believe you've forgotten that, you know, that I'm the stud muffin here, that, you know, at one point you wouldn't spend all your time with me, and now I just feel like I'm, you know, the oxen, you know, grinding the grain every day. I got to work every day, and you don't appreciate it, and you're always tired, and you're cranky, and we never have sex anymore, and you sleep in a t-shirt, not a sexy negligee. So, all right, you got it?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Give it a try.
I will definitely give it a try.
All right, call me back if it doesn't work. Make sure you're using good birth control, especially if it does work, okay?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
All right. Good luck,
kiddo.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right, so folks, in general, it's very hard to solve a problem until you figure out exactly what the problem is. And it's very easy to get distracted by the obvious that may be obvious, but it may be accurate, but just not really very relevant. And as you can hear, I mean, instead of saying, well, he's always on his cell phone, it's a dislocation, it's a tuning out, and it's kind of like one of the callers that we had earlier this week, who said, well, my husband's drinking, and he, you know, when he's drinking, he tunes us out. And when she talked to him about it, he said, yeah, I just can't deal with the kids. So both of them had the accurate perception that that's what he was doing. But if you just look at the drinking behavior itself, you may lose part of the point. So if you can, when you're sort of fussing at somebody or feeling like you're going to fuss at somebody, one of the things you may want to do is take a deep breath and say, all right, if I were going to consider it from their point of view, from his or her point of view, as opposed to mine, which is, I can't believe they're doing this to me. What if you didn't take it personally? What if you assumed, what if you were curious, not furious, that I wonder what's going on here? I wonder what the secondary gain is, or I wonder what the point is here. And you don't have to make the assumption that you're correct, but it's useful to at least adopt the possibility of that perspective, right? 855-99 Dr. Joy, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 square-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining Philsgang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, Philsgang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to Philsgang.com, Philsgang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains cucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, it's not only across America, it's across North America. We include Canada, and we've got stations in Puerto Rico and Hawaii. It's obviously the United States, but the rest of the world. So, welcome wherever you are. Shelley, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, kiddo. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to get your opinion on a situation that happened at my wedding and wanted to know whether I'm right for feeling that my family was unfair to me.
Okay. How long ago was the wedding?
July.
Okay. Well, happy,
5th of July.
Happy new marriage.
Thank you. They basically came from out of state and came in to the wedding, and it was, I have a huge family, but only my mother, one of my sisters, which was one of my bridesmaids, and my brother came in from out of town to be there, and that was the only family members that I had of my side of the family that came. My husband has a huge family, and so they, of course, all made it. So the only support on my family part was my brother, my sister, my brother, or my mom.
Why did the other ones not come?
They just couldn't make it. You know, it's airfare, just expense-wise, they couldn't make it.
Yeah. Okay.
So they were the only three that came. So basically, the day before the wedding, we had the rehearsal dinner.
Right.
We basically, you know, everybody had, my mother was going to be walking down the aisle. And then it was, you know, the bridesmaids and then so on and so forth.
Right.
Well, the gal that was in charge of the rehearsal was not, or the gal that was in charge of making sure that everybody was at the day of the wedding, she wasn't there at the rehearsal dinner. So she didn't really know what the procedure was, which was our mistake. But, I mean, we didn't know that this was going to happen.
Yeah, that's why they're called crisis rites. Something always happens.
Oh, yeah, very devastating. So the gal in charge, so my brother was going to be walking my mother down the aisle.
On the day of the wedding?
Yes.
Okay.
And that was basically, you know, that was to show, you know, this is Sonia's, or my side of the family coming. The gal that was in charge didn't know that was part of it. So she had them, you know, she kind of had them sit down. And so it was embarrassing for my mother, embarrassing for my brother. Me and my husband, we were so involved with the wedding that we didn't even know what was really going on. There was,
sure.
I mean, there was just so much going on.
Sure.
Long story short, she didn't get to walk down the aisle, and yet my brother is an adult, and he could have spoke up. My mother doesn't speak very good English, so I can understand that she was probably not wanting to say anything because embarrassment, not really knowing what to do, doesn't
yeah.
know the people there.
Yeah.
My brother is perfectly able to speak.
Well, but it wasn't his show, and for all he
right.
knew, this is what you know
yeah.
how it was supposed to be. So,
exactly.
what's the question at this moment, Cookie?
So, I just want to know your opinion because immediately after the wedding, it was looked upon from there was a total different vibe from my brother, my sister, my mother, because it was looked upon as if it was intentional
yeah.
that we purposely did this
yeah.
when
yeah.
we had no idea that
right.
this had happened. So my brother, later on after the, you know, the wedding part, took my husband aside and basically reamed him for all of this.
Mm.
My sister the next morning sent me a message saying, I'm ready to go home. I don't want to be here. I can't, you know, don't want to be here. My mother, obviously, she was devastated and, you know, she's
well,
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't think she should have been devastated. The thing is, it was kind of a screw up, let's face it. But it
exactly,
wasn't.
It was a mistake.
It didn't, in no way, doesn't mean that you're not officially married. It doesn't mean that you don't have a mother or a brother or a sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what I would do is, you don't want to take a situation that was basically, it was just a mistake,
exactly.
and make it a big deal. And so what I would do, here's what I would do. When's the next time you plan to go visit your family?
Probably never.
No, you're not going to do that. That would
well,
be really foolish. But
yeah,
hopefully, let's say maybe Christmas or Thanksgiving. And what I
yeah.
would do is just say, look, I am so grateful that the three of you made the sacrifice to come. I know it's expensive because usually you get married where the bride's family is. How come you got married that was a schlep for your family? Do you live where you got married?
It was basically it was at our house. And so we had just bought a house.
Here's what I do. What I would do is, I'm not one of those people who thinks that you should reenact a marriage ceremony. Because, I mean, the whole point is a vow, you don't have to renew vows. Vows are forever.
Yes.
So, but what I would do think about doing is plan a really cool party where, and you know, it can be at your family's house. It can be at a family room in a restaurant. It can be at a religious church or a synagogue or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, look, we're not going to reestablish our vows, but what we want to do is include the family in a celebration of our marriage. And what I'd like to do is have Dad and Mom walk me down the aisle. And you, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you can wear your dress again if you want to, because God knows you only get to wear it once anyway. And think of what it cost, and just and videotape it and send it out to everybody. Because what they were really saying is attention must be paid. We made this huge schlep, and somebody just made a mistake. And ordinarily, the mother of the bride is the one who is in charge of this, because your mom was from a different country, didn't speak English very well, and was not on site. That responsibility just kind of fell through the cracks. It's not really the bride's responsibility, as you point out. You're up to your eyeballs.
Yeah.
And so what I would do is, rather than view this as devastating — it wasn't devastating, your marriage is just fine — but what I would do is make a special effort to go and say, you know what, it's not only for those of you who came and everything got kind of got kind of sloppy, but also to acknowledge how important my family is, and to have us, you know, walk down the aisle and maybe even use some of your birthday or your wedding loot. And have a party for people who couldn't come to the wedding, and videotape it and send it out to everybody. And I think it will go a long way to taking the sting out of it. Because what your three family members felt was, well, we made this, you know, this big effort, and nobody really acknowledged this. And that's it's not true.
Yeah.
But I think what you can do
exactly
is, well, is go and back and make it a bigger deal than it was. Nobody, look, the bride and the groom could come naked and nobody cares. It's all about the bride. And it's all about, I mean, it's just the community coming together and saying, hey, you guys, we're supporting you. So have a special party that maybe you and your new husband pay for in your family's thing, and make it a big deal, and get your mom a corsage and videotape the whole thing, and have a great party. And it can, in some ways, kiddo, it can be the wedding celebration that maybe you wished you had, because most of the brides, certainly including me, remember almost nothing about their wedding because it was so traumatic. All I remember is walking down the aisle, or just before a pillar just before the main aisle, and for some reason I decided, I'd been crying because I'm emotional, and I decided that brides should not carry Kleenexes. I have no idea where this idea came from. I just decided that it was unbride-like to have a Kleenex, so I threw away my Kleenex. As we're getting to the pillar, my father, who didn't want me to get married, said, right or left, right or left, right or left. And, of course, I got the giggles. Well, if you've been crying and you get the giggles, what happens? Your nose runs. I'd thrown away the Kleenex. The only thing I remember about my entire wedding was I thought I was going to get thrown out of my own wedding because I was giggling. And my sister raises my veil, and I'm saying, Kleenex. And my new husband is sort of looking longingly into my eyes, and I'm saying, Kleenex. So we reinvent exactly what you'd like to be. Your family will be thrilled. You'll videotape it. You'll have both examples, and let it go, and make it be part of the family lore of, you know, that we had the wedding planner from hell who decided that my mother, you know, whatever. But, you know, don't make it a tragic deal. Just make it an opportunity to do something really fun for you, your husband, and your family, in a thing that you might not have ordinarily done. I'm going to put you on hold if you have anything else you want to add. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, that's what we do around here, is talk about what affects you directly. And if it doesn't, we may kind of hit it in passing. But one of the things that I'm most pleased and most gratified by on a day-to-day basis is the fact that you guys focus on things you can actually affect. Yay you. All right, we're talking with Shelley, whose wedding planner kind of dropped the ball with respect to her mom and her brother walking down the aisle. And I said, well, yeah, but that's a fixable thing. So just, and look, Shelley, even if you suggest, you know, we want to do this, and because, you know, you guys couldn't make it, and it was so great for the three of you to come, and we want to have a special video just for you. And even if they say no, then make it. I mean, hopefully they won't. But the point is not whether they say yes or no. The point is you're making a big deal over them and acknowledging that something always, that's why they're called crisis rites, that something always goes whacked at a wedding. I mean, it's just part of you're changing status. They're expensive. It's, you know, it's just that. And every society defines marriage as a crisis, right? Or at least a wedding as a crisis, right? Okay, you said so you had something else you want to talk about.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out the after the wedding, we didn't do a honeymoon, and we decided to stay with the family, my three family members that came and spend time with them.
Okay.
But after the wedding day, the vibe just completely changed. And so immediately the day after, my sister had said, you know, I don't want to be here. So they were still here a week after the wedding. So the day before she left, she basically called me and my husband out of our room late at night just to make sure that she told us how she felt about it being our fault. Then my mother left a note on the table. She basically left. I was going to take her to the airport, but she was so upset that she took a bus and took herself to the airport early the next morning. And then my mother was still going to be here 3 days after after my sister had left, but she decided to leave that same day. Right before she left to get on the bus, she went and said, you know, I love you, but I just want you to know that I'm devastated that this happened.
Your family are all a bit of drama queens, and I get it. I get why their feelings got hurt. But look, you can either choose to go along with that. Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, stupid and cheerful.
Yeah, I said, you know, I'm going to let them just do their own thing. But even when I would be in the same room, it was my.
Well, but no.
We were the outcast.
But Shelley,
you know,
Shelley, that's the whole point of stupid and cheerful. Is if somebody wants to be ugly, they have to do the heavy lifting. So you tuning into the vibe is just plain dumb on your part, honey. If they want to say, boy, you really, you know, we were really dissed, and make them do the work. There's no particular reason. So I would just, stupid and cheerful, look, you know, we were so thrilled you came to the wedding. I know it was a huge expense of time and energy, and we wanted to come and sort of acknowledge, you know, how much it meant to us and kind of focus this time on you guys, and we'd love to have this party and videotape it, and so everybody has a copy of it, and I'd just be stupid and cheerful.
Okay.
But I mean, your family a bunch of drama queens. This wasn't their wedding.
Well, and that's what I've tried to explain to them, that it was nobody's fault. But my mom leaving a note on the table, and then wedding book of memories.
Shelley. Remember the one me who said like five times in this conversation, that's why they're called crisis rites? Because everybody gets bent out of shape.
Yeah.
All right? The expectations are just off the chart. So don't let this become the 500-pound gorilla. Just look, I know we had the wedding planner from hell, and, you know, we'll all be dining out, and you can tell your grandchildren about it, but what we'd really love to do is have a special thing for just you guys, because I know that not everybody could come, and we so much appreciated you coming and make a big fuss over them and do the corsage and the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and I thank you, Dr. Joy. I just wanted to get your, because that's exactly how I've seen it. I thought, you know, it's nobody's mistake. It happened.
Well, but stop going back to it. There's every time you go back to it, they're just going to feel like you don't get how upset they were. And you do get upset, but it's not really, it wasn't their wedding. And in fact, I mean, the bottom line, Shelley, is that may have really been the underlying, you know, what we refer to in the trade as subtext woo-woo. It's not so much that your mom didn't get to walk down the aisle and your brother didn't get to walk down with it. But traditionally, the bride's family is the one who foots the bill, picks out the decorations, is in charge of the guest list. And your mother may in general have felt that she was displaced. And the rest of the family felt, well, gee, if she really loved us, she would have gotten married where it was convenient for us. So the whole issue may not be so much what actually happened at the wedding itself, but the context, which is, you know, she'd rather be around her in-laws, or she did what was easy for her. And so, but let it go. I mean, it's done, and you can kind of, you can't redo it per se, but you can replace that memory with another memory. And if people decide not to do it, then you've made your effort. But stop going back to the same thing and saying it's nobody's fault. That's not the issue. As far as they're concerned, they were dissed. And if you look at it, that's why I asked, you know, how come you got married where his family was rather than your family? He said, well, the house. But traditionally, that's not how it goes, and you know that. And traditionally, because I'm sure one of your sister's friends, one of your mother's friends, maybe even one of your brother's friends says, well, how come she didn't get married? You know, you get married where the bride's family is, not where the groom's family is. And so that's probably the bottom line sticking in their craw. There's no way to offset that. And try to explain it is basically saying you're not entitled to your feelings. They are entitled to their feelings. They're just not relevant anymore than you going back and explaining that you're blameless in this. Technically, their issue was not walking down the aisle. The issue was how come she didn't make it easy for us as her family to be around her on this important event.
I think you are exactly right, Dr. Joy. And with that said, next year, now that my sister will be getting married, and so it will be for her. I think she will understand that.
Yeah, she's learned.
And obviously that's not going to happen at her wedding because it happened at mine. But I think she will understand that.
Well, but make a big deal out of either.
Things happen at weddings.
Well, but what you need to do is sort of replace that negative experience with something positive of we're going to make a big deal about my family and coming and having an event and we'll pay for it. And it doesn't have to be wildly lavish. It just has to be warm and wonderful. And you may find that it's more fun than the wedding because you're not going to be nearly as stressed out about it. Your family, presumably, and one or two of them may still have a little attitude. You're just going to ignore that part. And you're going to dance with your father. Your new husband's going to dance with your mom. It's going to be great. All right?
Thank you, Dr. Joy. You're awesome.
You're welcome, Shelley. Yes, I'm going to be a wedding planner in my next life. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.